you want something more, I mean more meaningful moments, opportunities, deeper relationships, and memorable experiences? Do you want to make a difference? If you said yes to any of that, a career in real estate could be the opportunity you're looking for. Guiding people through one of the most important decisions they ever make, the purchase or sale of their home, could be both rewarding and lucrative for you. Exit Realty's revolutionary compensation model, training, and technology provide you with the tools and resources you need to start and build your successful real estate career. Call Exit Realty Low Country Group today at 843-619-3005. That is 843-619-3005, or visit join.exitlowcountry.com and make your exit today. So good morning, guys, and great morning to you guys. Welcome to another fabulous episode of Exit Strategy Radio Show. Hey, I am your host, Colvin J. Millette, broker and owner of Exit Realty Low Country Group in beautiful, beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. So hey, if this is your first time listening to this show, you, sir or ma'am, are in for a treat, because our mission here is very simple: to empower our community through financial literacy and real estate education. Guys, we're legacy building. That is what we do. So I'm super excited about today's episode. We have one of our recurring guests. We usually are so fortunate to get him, to land him maybe once a year to come and talk with us about what he frames and talks about as being one of South Carolina's greatest secrets, so to speak. So we have with us today none other than who I refer to as the man, Claude Spurlock with South Carolina Housing. Claude, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Corn. Hope you're doing well.
I am incredible. I want to thank you so much. It's always humbling to be able to land you on our show. I know everybody's after you, because you are, look here, you are a road runner this time of year.
Definitely. I tell you, well, I'm almost in probably 15 cities before it's over within the month of April. And I'm going to be on vacation the first week of April, so only 3 weeks to do all that. So it's going to be crazy.
Look here, you have it, similar to having, if you will, the magic dust or what have you. So you get to go sprinkle this around all over the state and just change people's lives. It's literally like magic pixie dust, if you look at it from the perspective that I do. It is awesome what you guys do. So if you don't mind, give our listeners high-level overview, who you are, what is you do. Now let's delve in.
Well, I've already said, I'm Claude Spurlock. I'm the business development manager for SC Housing, and I'm basically the sales rep and the trainer. I go around the state and tell the people about what we offer at State Housing, because most people don't know and are surprised when they hear about what we have. Currently, we've got our main program that we have called the Home Buyer Program. Now, that program has $8,000 in down payment assistance. The rate today on a government loan is 6.25% fixed rate, which is well below market in a lot of cases. And has a 620 minimum credit score. If you're not, but if the lower your credit score, the higher rate you pay on a mortgage. So we don't have that requirement. So whoever comes in with a 620 or better, they get that 6.25% fixed rate, which is really great. And $8,000 on top of it. So you can buy a house up to $225,000 and we'll pay your full down payment for a house up to $225,000. Now you can buy a house up to $395,000. But like I said, you'd have to come up with the difference, of course. And in your area, like in Berkeley and Dorchester counties, for one or two persons in the household, the income's $121,500. Three or more can make $141,870. And we haven't got the new number for HUD yet, which hopefully we're going to go up sometimes in late spring. So we'll get those new numbers. Those may see some changes to those numbers in the near future. But it's a great program here again that people just don't know about. Your debt-to-income ratio is 45% and on the basic program. And you can go conventional, but it does have a 640 credit score on conventional with a 6.5% rate instead of 6.25%. Mm-hmm. We also have several programs that are available in the area. One's called County First. Now, that's a rural initiative, so some rural counties, you have to look on our website and see there's 23 counties. Instead of getting $8,000, you get $8,500. and you get a 0.25% off that rate. So you just pay a 6% rate instead of 6.25% on a government loan and get $8,500 in down payment assistance. That also applies to someone's 100% disabled. If you, yourself, your spouse, or your children that live, or your parents that live with you, anyone in the household is 100% disabled, we'll give you $8,500 to buy your home and a 0.25% off the rate. And let's see, we also have a voucher program. If you are on a rental assistance voucher and think you'll never be able to own a home, we have a program that will also give you $8,500, 0.25% off the rate on FHA loan. If you currently have a voucher but to pay your rent, you can go to your housing authority, get them to approve you to use your voucher for buying a home. And then for 15 years, you can get that voucher to help make your house payment every month. A lot of things out there that you just don't know about. Then going on to another program, we have Palmetto Home Advantage. Now, that's a non-bond program, no first-time home buyer requirements, no in-house price limits. So you can buy a house up to $600,000 on that program. Now, the income won't support it because income's $124,000 max income, but just the borrower's income. Unlike the bond program, it's total household. This is just the borrower's income. And that one comes with either 3% or 4% down payment assistance. And if your credit score is not great and you're over income limit for the bond, this is a great program because we have a zero option down payment assistance. And something I didn't say on the bond, we have just opened up. I keep forgetting about mentioning that. On our bond program, if you don't need down payment assistance but still want to use our program and qualify, you can get a 5.75 fixed rate if you do not take our down payment assistance. That is a huge.
Say that one more time. You can get what?
If you don't need our down payment assistance, but you still qualify for our bond program with income, house price, and that kind of thing, even a 6.25% fixed rate, you get 5.75 fixed rate for 30 years.
Mind blown.
That's right. Yeah. But wow. I mean, this is great.
So, Claude, you guys have, again, a massive suite of programs. And so I want to start maybe towards the latter end and work back up through some of them, because not every real estate professional knows about and understands state housing. Our relationship is spanned for a very long time. Most think, when they think down payment assistance, they start thinking, to be blunt, they think low price points. Agents are not interested in that kind of stuff. And, I don't know how to do that. They don't want to, you know, do the brain damage, if you will, to understand how things work and, more importantly, how to help their consumers take advantage of these options. So what has been one of the biggest challenges you think that you've seen in administering this program around the state?
The main thing is people just don't know about it and don't understand it. When you hear state housing, you think about low-income housing, vouchers, big apartment complexes, and things like that. And we do some of that. We do. But our biggest thing is our home ownership. And we have that always available out there for you to get a home. And that $8,000, the bond program, is always available for you to use. And people shy away from it. They think there's a lot of paperwork. There's a lot of things. We only have three forms that you have to fill out at the lender's office, not even at our office. It's at the lender's office. And they do all the paperwork. They close a loan in their name and we buy it after closing. So we're not even involved in that part of it, except for a quick check to make sure they comply with the income and house price limits and things like that. But it is, like I said, our biggest problem is people, here again, shy away from it because they're scared. There's too much work. It's going to take forever and all. Most of our loans close within 30 days. We had three that closed in 17 days, from ratification of contract to closing in 17 days. As long as the lender gets it to us, we're good.
So it really is just misinformation, which we have, unfortunately, a tremendous amount of that. Social media, unfortunately, just makes it rampant, and people believe what they see there versus what they verify elsewhere. It's impressive to me, but that's the biggest thing. We have an opportunity here for our listeners. Guys, you're able to get the information today, quote unquote, from the source. You ain't got to be in line at the well and wait for the water to be passed to you. And by then, a lot of it's done spilled and you might not have anything in the cup by the time it gets to you. You have the opportunity today to be at the well and get the information firsthand. So, Claude, the voucher program. So, you know, I've done a few of these with you guys over the years. And one of the challenges that we're seeing is that a lot of housing authorities locally are not offering the voucher purchase program. I know that at least one of the counties where I am, or one of the agencies, and matter of fact, a few others actually, do not offer it. But let's talk about it. So for those that do and those that are with maybe at a housing authority that they do offer this. Talk about that. How does this program, what does this offer someone who may otherwise think the home ownership is completely out of their reach?
As long if you're getting that voucher every month, you've got it for a minimum of 1 year and in that county, you can go to that county and ask them, can I convert this over to a voucher? Like I said, a lot of counties won't do it, but what you know, a lot will in South Carolina. And so they will put you through 12 or 15 hours of in-person training. They make you save up 1% of the sales price as reserves. And then after you've completed all that work, they will give you a certificate. They'll say you've completed all the paperwork. You can now buy a house and you can get, say, $1,000 a month. I'm just making up a number. Mm-hmm. But $1,000 a month towards your house payment. So then you'll take that letter that you've gotten and take it to one of our approved lenders, and they will put you through an FHA loan. They will use that $1,000 as additional income. So you must have a good $25,000 or $30,000 in your own income coming in each year, mm-hmm. plus mm-hmm. the voucher to see what mm-hmm. you can qualify for. Then they will tell you you can buy a house valued at $150,000 or $100,000, whatever it might be. And then you'll find your realtor, which Gordon, there's right here. We have a realtor right here for that. And he'll find you a house that in that price range, go back to the lender. They'll do all the paperwork. They'll close that loan. And after you close the loan, you'll make your payments to SC Housing. And then the whatever county is doing the voucher will send their check to us each month. And we'll marry that with your payment you send each month to make your house payment. And you have to recertify every year, just like you do a regular voucher and things like that. And the whole concept of this is as you make more money, your voucher will start going down. At the end of 15 years, you'll make your full payment. That's the concept of it. And so it's a great program. We'd only do maybe 30 of these a year statewide because mm-hmm. most people don't want to do the work. I hate to say that, but a lot of them don't. A lot of them don't have the credit score. And I hate that. You can get with a lender and they can help you get your credit score up. A lot of the realtor companies will have somebody they can put you with to get mm-hmm. your credit score up. But please go to a HUD approved, someone that does credit counseling. Don't mm-hmm. just go on a sign on the side of the road and says, call me and I'll fix your credit. Don't mm-hmm. fall for that because they're going to take your money and not do anything for you. So please make sure on that. But like I said, there's a lot of different ways that you can get into a house. And this is one of them.
One of the things that you touched on in there, and then this also unfortunately keeps that same vein of misinformation. You guys are not doing a lot of these because what happens is lenders and agents don't know about them. Most of them don't. And then, so they don't know how to advise someone. And then on the other side of it, the lender is probably looking at this and saying, I don't want to have to do that extra work. You don't need the vouchers. Let's not even worry about it or what have you. And they never even explore it, which means that the consumer who may have had a voucher, maybe their voucher was paying $300, $400, $500 a month that time. Yep. They're working on being more self-sufficient. But that little bit helps. So why not do the work to utilize the voucher and make the purchase, even though you have to recertify, even though it may change as you go forward, which it should. The idea and the concept is to help make it more attainable for you now. So that's another reason why you want to make sure that you're working with lenders who are approved with state housing for this program, but also agents who've taken the training and have that certification as well. Because you guys give a certification to lenders as well as realtors, correct?
Rep, if you go to one of our in-person training classes, you realtors and lenders get on our website as an approved state housing loan officer or realtor, and you stay there for 2 years by going to that class. And we have those three or four times a year. We have large group training classes. And if your office, say you have at least 10 people in your office, I can come into your office and do a training class just for you. It's just, I just want to leave 10 people because I'm coming from Columbia. So I want to drive 2 hours and have one person there. But I'll be glad to come in and do it. And I do first-time homebuyer seminars on Saturday. A lot of times people set those up and I come in and talk about state housing for 30 minutes doing that. I was down at the event last Saturday for a 10-mile something or another. Mm-hmm. I can't remember, down in Mount Pleasant. And great event. We had 70-something people there. Anything like that, you just let me know. And if I can fit in my schedule, I'll be there.
Let's get into some of the other programs. The basic program, and I call it the basic, I refer to it as that way because it's really just the bread and butter, so to speak, is just your home buyer program. And you guys do this conventional FHA, you have a VA offering,
and USDA.
USDA. So you can put down payment assistance on or assistance on. I won't refer to it as down payment assistance, but assistance on, because on a VA and USDA loan, there is technically no down payment requirement. So that money can be used for other expenses or other items in the transaction, correct?
Yeah, for closing costs, prepaid items, down payment, whatever you need it for. And like on a VA loan, it's a little stricter because of what you can pay on a VA loan and what you can't, but you can use whatever you can for those costs. And then the balance, just reduce the loan amount. It always helps to reduce that payment a little bit, no matter what. But yeah, we do a lot of VA loans, a lot of USDA that are 100%.
Your processing, again, is not longer. And this, again, all this misinformation, Claude, because consumers for years and years, I've had to explain to people that agents that working with sellers and have no idea about state housing or how it works. And you bring them a contract that is a state housing contract and they automatically know because that's not going to take too long. And all these other misconceptions because they don't understand or because someone may have had a bad experience years ago working with a lender who really wasn't committed. Because a lot of lenders that don't want to do state housing loans.
Even they're set up to do them. Yes, exactly. That happens a lot, unfortunately. But yeah, that's one of the problems is people, our turn times in our office are normally 24 to 48 hours for initial review and one day on the conditions if their file's not complete when they send it back in. So it's very efficient. Everything is automated. When I started, I hate to say this, the first bond deal I worked on in 1979 when I worked for Savings and Loan, it took 90 days plus to get a loan approved at State Housing. Now, 2 days. And you normally have a review or an approval in 2 days. So it is very efficient, very quick, all automated. We don't even get used to have copies of everything. We don't. It's all sent in through our portal and they are done very quickly. So that is not, here again, I said earlier, most of our loans close like 30 to 35 days is how most of our loans close now.
That is so interesting. And that is part of the challenge because the agents who might have been practicing back in the late 70s or the 80s. Yeah. They remember that. So they still have it stuck in their mind. And then they give that to, and I'll say, they may not be giving it to the agent of today, but they gave it to the agent that may have started when I did 20 years ago or so. And they're still carrying that forward at times, which is, or you every now and again, you still bump into them. Because I have this old saying about real estate. Most realtors will probably fall over and leave here at the closing table trying to get the one last deal in before the Lord says time to come on home. And they're still practicing and they still have that mindset or that remembrance and they're still applying it today, even though everything is completely different. Your turn times are impressive. And most lenders, a lender knows your turn time. All you gotta do is pick up the phone and call and say, or send an email, hey, what's your average? Or you, I think you guys even have a site for lenders that keeps up with the turn times from submission to quote unquote approval or review.
Yeah, we don't have, it doesn't tell them exactly. It just tells them, we tell them 3 to 5 business days to be on the safe side. But here again, we're on a 24, 48 hours, about 98% of the time on all the approvals. So it goes very well. And just another quick story about people remember stuff. In 2004, we had to close down for 2 weeks because we ran out of funding and we're waiting 2 weeks. I still hear today that realtor goes, I had 4 deals that fell apart because y'all didn't have any funding for those 2 weeks. And I'm going, really? One time in 20 something years, I've been the housing authority. We were closed down for 2 weeks because we didn't have funding. And that's what I hear about all the time still. So it's just like that people is, real.
That's hilarious. Again, 20 years ago, and you're going to remember this one thing from 20 years ago, but forget everything that has been, that's happened and how got this, you guys have been ever since then. So Claude, let me ask you this. What is that thing that you just want people to know about these programs, about this offering? And then I'd be remiss if I didn't just at least get pretty close or closer to this, the new program release is coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, main thing to remember is that state housing's here. We always have funding and it's easier than you think to get a state housing loan. That's about the basics of it because people think it's hard. They think we're always out of money. I get calls constantly. Y'all ran out of money? No, we haven't run out of money. We have plenty of money. We're always available, have funding and all. And then, of course, we've got our newest initiative that will come out. This will be our 16th year with our 2024 Palmetto Heroes program that will be coming out. I don't have any big details of what the down payment is going to be, what the rate's going to be. I do know it'll be out sometimes in mid to late April. It will be out. It will be for $40 million this year. It'll be $5 million more than we had last year. So hopefully it'll last a while. And this is a program, here again, has additional down payment, has a better rate than our regular program, and it is for educators. And when I talk about educators, I'm talking about certified teachers that's teaching in a South Carolina school. They have an active PsyCon teaching certificate. We'll also now include your librarians, your school counselors, your school psychologist, and your speech language pathologist will all qualify under the schools. Now, your crossing guards, your people in the lunchroom will not qualify. It's got to be one of those positions. We also have law enforcement included in this. This is your full-time police officers. Their job title must be police officer. Correctional officers at any state, county, federal, city, prison, whatever, will qualify. And here again, job title, correctional officer. They can't be in HR. The firefighters, EMT, paramedics, even volunteer firemen can qualify for this program. A veteran that's been discharged the last 25 years, anything other dishonorable. Any active military in any branch of the armed forces qualify. Any South Carolina National Guard, Air or Army National Guard in South Carolina. And then your licensed medical professionals. This is your CNAs at the hospital, your techs, your nurses. Anyone with a state or federal certification will go even as far as your pharmacy techs. And your dental hygienist can qualify for this. So tons and tons of people qualify for this program. That's why it is so popular and it goes so quickly. Normally, it's available 12 to 16 weeks. Last year, we had $35 million and it was gone in 9 weeks. We had over $8 million in reservations day one on this. So people have been calling since December about this program going, when's it coming out? When's it coming? I said, I wish I could tell you. We've got all this we've got to worry about. But it's a great program for anyone. So if you realtors out there, if you have a client that they fall in one of these categories, go on and get them pre-qualified at one of our approved lenders. We have 130 of them, so there's a lot of them out to choose from. And make sure you get them pre-qualified, get them to a realtor. And I'd say 1st of April or so, start looking for a house because you have to have a house, a contract ratified before you can lock that loan. And when you lock that loan, we have those funds available for you. It's not like we have I don't know how many people, but thousands, but we only want this money, but we only have enough for, say, 200 homes. Then when it runs out, if you lock that loan, if your lender locks that loan with us, we hold those funds for you and you're guaranteed those funds until you tell us you don't want them or you close.
That is like the icing on the cake right there, Claude. Again, this is South Carolina's best secret. This program is only available in South Carolina, correct?
Now, other housing authorities have HEROES programs and all, but like I said, this one is only good in South Carolina.
There you go. See, South Carolina's best kept secret. I love it. I love it. I love it. So, Claude, one last question for you. And this is probably, and you maybe hit on a couple of things related to this as we've been talking, just to get it like right here. The biggest challenge that you faced with this over the years, what is the magic wand that would fix it all? What is it we can do that would just fix everything?
That's a loaded question. the main thing that the problem that I see with a lot of people that come in and talk to us is credit. That is the magic thing. You've got to have decent credit. And it's got to be decent. It doesn't have to be perfect. You don't have to have that 800 credit score. You can have that 620, 640 credit score, 650, and you can get a state housing loan. And so many people I call and say, we've got a 550, I got a 520, and I got some that call me and say, I have a 400 and something. And you're going, that's something just you're going to have to work on. It's going to take you years to get that credit score back up and get it where it should be. And we can't fix that. That's something we can't help. Now, we can help on getting things done quickly. We can get all that kind of stuff. We've got that down pat now. We've got everything is done very fast. You can close in 30 days and all that, but you've got to have the basics, which is the basic is your credit score.
Okay. And that is huge. So for our listeners, guys, you've gotten it today. You've quote unquote gotten it from the horse's mouth, from the well. You don't have to wait for it to be disseminated to you or otherwise cut. You got the real product right here. None other than Claude Spurlock with South Carolina Housing. Claude, I want to thank you, as always, for taking time out of your busy schedule to be here on the show with us, for sharing that wealth of information and knowledge for our listeners. We're going to get this information, this word out. We're going to spread it. We're going to disseminate it. We're going to make sure that people know that, hey, homeownership is possible no matter what your situation is. You just have to find the right avenue in order to achieve it. Is that fair?
That is fair. So any of your realtors that are on the call or even loan officers will be in Charleston on April the 10th at the county offices off of Leeds Avenue and the county council chambers. I'll do a class at 10 o'clock for loan officers. I'll do a class at 1 o'clock for realtors. You're more than welcome to come. It's a free class. And for that, and listen to me ramble on for this about an hour, you will get on our website as an approved state housing realtor or loan officer for 2 years. And you had to come back and listen to me for 2 years and to do this. But it's a great opportunity. And I can't tell you how many loan officers or realtors call me and say, I got 3 deals off your website. People just liked my name when they saw it. And they called me. It's not state housing. We want to help you. We love to sue state housing, but if not, this is a great opportunity for you.
Sweet, sweet. So Claude, again, thank you so much for that. Thank you for being a part of the Exit Strategies Radio Show family. I always appreciate your candor, your wit, and your commitment to helping and serving people in the state of South Carolina. So from the bottom of my heart, I thank you. For our listeners, guys, thank y'all for tuning in. Y'all know how I feel about you. You know how I say it. And you always roll that thing and deliver it to you this way, which is, I love you. I love you. I love you. And we're going to see you guys out there in those streets.